You don't think it's less polite to say shut it?
Mm.
Okay. Some people do. How about boards on the horizontal boards that lap over each other on the outside of a house?
Weatherboard.
Did you ever hear that called anything like clapboards?
Yeah. Yes.
Would you say that?
Clapboards.
Mm-hmm. Is that what your parents said? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the same?
Those are the general terms of the area.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you get in your car every morning, you say, I
drive to work.
And yesterday I
drove to work.
And I have
driven to work.
Okay. And the thing that covers the top of the house is?
Roof.
And what about the little things that run along the edge of the roof to carry the water off?
Gutter.
Okay. Do you have a name for the place where if you have a house and an L, they come together and water runs down and leaves get caught? Many people don't have a name for it.
That's not the gutter.
No, this is actually where the house, the roof and the L of the house come together, and it makes a kind of trough.
Trough.
Okay, this is not something that
I'm not aware
you're
of that,
familiar
no.
with. Okay. And we've talked about various little buildings that are used for storage. Would you have specific names for ones used for storing wood, say?
Woodhouse. I've heard that used.
Mm-hmm. Or for
and
tools.
We've had one.
Have you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Woodshed is more like it. Mm-hmm. Woodshed.
Mm-hmm. What about tools?
Not a specific building. I've never come in contact with that, unless it would be a garage.
Okay. You mentioned, what did you call it, an outdoor toilet? Was that your
yeah.
term for it? Do you know, did you use any joking terms for it in your family? Okay.
It was either, you know, laughingly, I know it was called privy,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot.
Mm-hmm. But your family didn't use it?
Not that term, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if there was a noise, you might ask someone, did you blank that noise?
Did you hear that?
Yes, I.
Did.
Yes, I.
Did.
Did I hear it? Yes, I.
Heard it.
Okay, and I have?
Heard it.
All right. This is, again, still using the same verb. You're asked if you know someone and you say, no, I don't know him, but I've
heard about it.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you were asked, does your brother like ice cream, you would reply, yes, he
does.
All right. If a friend came back to town and another friend had been visiting with you, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you reply, no, I
haven't.
And has your brother seen him yet? No, he
hasn't.
Okay. If a man were given his choice between two things, he might say he just, if it makes no difference, he just
doesn't care.
Right. Some of these are awfully hard to get. They often turn up in conversation.
Yeah.
You have to ask them
yeah.
directly. It's impossible.
I'm a little confused as to how you want me to answer. I know the correct grammatical, but I also know the, I think the kind of things that
well,
you're
rather
pointing
you,
up.
You would say what you actually would say.
Okay, me personally, not
you
what?
Personally.
Okay.
But if there's something especially interesting that you've heard, why
mm-hmm.
feel free by all means to tell us about it. If you're not quite certain about something, you'd say I'm not
sure.
All right. no, let's see. All right, you live in a brick. The structure.
House.
All right, and two of them would be
houses.
And the big building behind the house is the
garage.
Well, this is in the country.
Barn.
Uh-huh. You mentioned a crib. What was that used for?
Okay, a crib is, I've heard it used as any kind of storage room, storage building away from the house.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a corn crib is what it's mostly called. And
mm-hmm.
that's where they used to store corn.
Okay.
For the winter.
Let's
the
see.
Crib.
The corn crib we just finished with. All right. do you have a name for a building or part of a building used to store grain?
No. Not that I know of.
Did you ever hear of such a building?
Well, a silo is what I'm thinking
mm-hmm.
about. Silo.
Mm-hmm.